Masechta Shviyas, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Ad Kama Mizablim. Let's go back to Mishnah Aleph for a moment. We learned that sometimes we don't even want you to carry the Zevel out to your field to put it into heaps. We don't want people to think that you're going to fertilize your field. But when it's no longer done, when it's after the fertilizing time, Rebbe Meir says you can, Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Yossi gave us different shiurim, but there's a point that you can. Even when you can, and when we say you can, we don't mean to fertilize the field. We mean just to pile it up, so you use it after a Shemitah. There's also a shiur as to how much. And that's what our Mishnah is asking. Ad kama mizablin. How many of these piles of zevel can you make on your field, even at the time that it's mutter to take it out to your field? Zokta Mishnah, ad sholosh sholosh ashpatois lebeisa. You can make up to three piles in each base saw of the field. And as we have already seen in our Masechta many times, a base saw is an area which is 50 amos by 50 amos. Okay, you're telling me how many piles I can make. Three piles for each base saw, but how much is in each pile? Zok the Mishnah, shall eser eser mashpelois shall lesach lesach. Mashpelois means boxes or containers. That's where they would keep the manure, or that's that they would carry it out to the field in. These containers are the size of a lesach. How much is a lesach? It's basically what a donkey can carry. It's a half a kor or 15 saw, if that helps you better. So each of the three piles has 10 containers of zevel, and each one holds one lesach. Now here's what's important to understand. Less than that is not good. But more than this is good. Why is the more the better? Because this is a huge amount. So this looks like he's carrying it out to store it. If it's less than that, it looks more like he's going to start spreading it around his field. So I could add more? Yeah, but let me tell you what you could add more with. Maisif and alamashpeles. You could add boxes. In other words, when we say 10, it could be more than 10. But ve'emisif and alamashpates. But you can't add heaps. The total heap, which we call the ashpa, the total mound over here, of zevel can only be three per peso. Because if it's more than that, again, it looks like you're starting to spread it around the field. You want to fertilize your field. Rav Shimon disagrees. Rav Shimon aimer afal hashpatos, you could add even the hashpatos. Because there's so much piled in one place, it's clear that it's done for storage to be used after Shemitah, and you're not preparing to be mezavel the field at this point, but the halacha is not like Rav Shimon. So chazing over our mission. How much zevel? There are times you're allowed to. But when you do take it out to pile up on your field, how much zevel can somebody pile up on his field to store it for after Shemitah? So the Mishnah told us, three piles in each besa. Has to be spread three piles in each besa. And each pile has to have at least 10 containers. It could be more than 10 containers. And the containers have to have a lesach inside. You want to add containers? No problem. You want to add piles? The Tanakhama says no. Reb Shimon says yes.